For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Bang.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Now Wendell on the run out, game one, a dunk!
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL draft prospect Fernando Mendoza. Coming up, Raiders general manager John Spytek. NFL draft prospect Casey Concepcion. The Ringer NFL draft analyst Todd McShay. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Draft week is underway right here on this program on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, coast to coast, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Todd McShay of The Ringer is going to be hanging out with us in hour number three. Casey Concepcion is going to be joining us in hour number two. We already talked with Fernando Mendoza in hour number one. We'll chat with you too. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Our Overreaction Monday podcast is already in the books. It's out there on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. But let's kick off hour number two with a man who is equally as excited about those who cut down the nets in Indianapolis, Indiana, a couple of weeks ago. I say go blue to Mr. Silver and Black himself, the general manager of the Raiders, John Spytek, joining us here on the program. How you doing, John? Good to see you.
Go blue indeed. It's great to be here. Always great spending time with Michigan men.
Hey, I'm with you too, sir.
Yes, sir. I hope Albert Breer's watching right now. This is way better.
Yes. Talking to him. Yes.
Wow. A shot at Albert.
Yes. Now, you know what? Albert doesn't follow basketball.
Wow.
He doesn't know. He's like, what's that sport? I don't know what that sport is. They're just a football school over there.
Yeah. He's an Ohio State cherry picker. You know, whatever is convenient for him.
Ohio State cherry picker. Albert Breer. Write that down. Fantasy I'm going to use that one against him.
Fantasy name.
You were there on campus as a freshman, if I'm not mistaken, when Tom Brady was a senior. Correct, John? That happened back
in the day? That's right. Yeah, fall of 99.
Okay. So what was that? When was the first time you met Tom? Do you remember that moment at all, or not really?
I do not remember the first time. I remember the first time I met Steve Hutchinson and Jeff Backus. It didn't end well for me, but you know, how I met Tom, I don't recall that. I had a great Christmas Eve dinner with him in Miami for the Orange Bowl down there, where he sat with all the freshmen and kept us sane and happy since it was Christmas Eve away from home. That's my lasting recollection of Tom Brady as a Christmas Eve shared with him in December of 99.
Okay, so you had one of those moments in practice with Hutch and Backus, you're talking about.
Well, on the scout team, I had many moments with Hutch. And at the time, I felt really terrible about myself. But then, you know, 20 years later, he's in the Hall of Fame. I would tell my 19-year-old self, don't be so hard on yourself. He's going to end up in Canton one day.
I love it. And then, so obviously now you are teamed up with Tom and the rest of the Raiders front office and management team right there with the first overall pick in the draft. And you're kind enough to give the Rich Eisen Show exclusive to tell us who you're drafting on Thursday night. That's what I've been told. So yeah. The floor is yours, John. Go for it.
I'll pass on that. Okay. But you'll have your answer in, 72 hours or so. Okay. And some change.
So where are you? Like, what does it look like in your draft room right now that you're willing to share on this front, John?
You know, we've had a great process with our scouting department, with our coaches. And I mean, the board is mostly set right now. And I got ownership meetings coming up here in the next couple of days. And we'll just make sure we're all on the same page before we're on the clock on Thursday night. But we're in a great spot right now.
Walk me through what the ownership meeting looks like. That's Mark and Tom and everybody.
Yeah, we got a group. And, you know, they play devil's advocate and they like to throw different scenarios at me. And we'll just talk it all through. And so we know exactly where we're going when we're on the clock to start off the draft here in a couple of days. But, you know, I've always used Tom as a sounding board, and He's been a great resource to me since we got back together in Tampa in the fall of 2020. And, you know, we always have great conversations, and along with MD as well, and Egon and Mike Meldman. And, you know, we're just going to make the best decision for the Raiders. And the group of us are put in charge of that.
Well, I mean, you have Meldman in there just so you can get a good reservation, right? Somewhere. That's pretty much it. Correct?
He's the best. Yeah. Yeah. He's the most generous person I've been around in a long time. And my family and I are very grateful.
He's a good dude. Yeah. I've been around him here in Los Angeles as well. So we just had Fernando Mendoza on in hour number one, and he just seems like a dream come true, man. He really does. What are you willing to share with us about your experiences in chatting with this young man, John?
Well, we've had many touch points with him along the road here over the past 2 or 3 months. I know the first time we sat down with him was at the NFL Combine. And, you know, every step of the way, he's just an impressive young man. You can tell he was raised right. He's got really good values. He loves the game of football. He's super passionate about it. He's a smart kid. He's hardworking. You know, I love the pro day where he took charge of the pro day. And he also used it to highlight his teammates, too. And, you know, there's a lot of credit to a guy that has been, you know, given the accolades the last several months that he's received, but still humility about him that, you know, it's about the team and his teammates. And that's something that Tom and I still talk about a lot, Rich, that will resonate with you, the team. And that's what we're trying to build here. And we're looking for as many men to add to the program as possible that believe in a team first approach.
Yeah, it's a Bo Schembechler line from back in the day. And another word to describe him, too, is tough. I mean, again, we're going to hear, and not that I need to burden you with this, but you understand, as the host of the NFL draft, saying the name Ohio State 4 times in the first 10 picks is going to be a tough professional moment for me, but I'll get through it.
God bless you. God bless you.
But 3 of those guys in the top 10 potentially were the ones who were, you know, aiming for Fernando in that Big Ten championship game. And he took some tough shots in the chops, man. And I'm wondering if those moments stood out to you as you were grinding tape on him.
Yeah, they did. I think we all know that the quarterback, there's a lot demanded of the quarterback, but toughness is paramount. You've got guys really trying to hit you as hard as they can and get you out of the game legally as often as they can. And, you know, from the first play of the Big Ten championship game to the national championship game where he gets his lip bloodied, he's willing to do whatever it takes to win and be out there with his teammates. You know, I think he's got the line "Red, I die" on the field. I mean, I don't think we're looking for that from any of our players, but toughness is paramount. And, you know, I think he's proven that he's got that both mentally and physically. And that's a huge part of our evaluation process of any player that we're looking at, but really the quarterback as well.
How much has your phone been ringing for your pick atop the draft, John?
It's been pretty quiet after that press conference I gave last week that Will made me do. Nice. So those teams know where they stand. But, you know, we'll be open to any options. Options have value, and we'll be open to anything. But the last several days, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, I bet so. Because, again, I mean, obviously everybody's thinking of Fernando, and clearly you are no doubt saying that as well without saying it. And I'll be honest, I told him this too. He just seems to be so genuine. And that post game moment he had on Fox after beating Ohio State and just emoting and being himself, and just the way he comports himself, I'll be honest with you, John, I thought like he reminds me of Kirk Cousins a lot. And lo and behold, who do you go ahead and hire over the last couple of weeks is Kirk. And I'm wondering if I'm connecting dots here or not.
I don't know that there's a dot to be connected there, but you know, I think we're always looking for people to be, you know, authentically who they are. Mm-hmm. And regardless of where you fall, like kind of in a locker room from that standpoint, you know, your authenticity will get you respected. And when you have work ethic and production that back that up, that resonates with everybody. And I think that's maybe the other thing that we found with Fernando and many other prospects along the way, too, is just, you know, we're looking for them to show us who they are and be themselves. And, you know, we can deal with that. And, you know, Kirk obviously has been somebody that I've respected for a long time. He tore us up in Tampa his 2 years in Atlanta. I think he threw for 800 yards in 2 games in 2023 and or 2024. One of the don't quote me on that, but it was tough. And just a lot of respect for Kirk, the player, and still think he's got a lot of good football left in front of him, too. And we're trying to load that room up. It's the most important room in sports, in my opinion. And we're trying to load that room up with people that can play throw the football and be real people.
Yeah, and competitors like him. And so you know he's going to want a week one start, John. I mean, like, let's not kid each other here. You know he's going to want that. What have you told him about that possibility with the rest of the free football world thinking you're going to take a quarterback first overall?
Well, he should want that. I wouldn't want him to come here if he didn't want to start week one. I wouldn't want anybody in that room that doesn't want to start. And, you know, I've had great conversations with Kirk, and he understands he's the most proven quarterback in that room, you know, before we signed him and now that he's here. And he's going to get a shot to go out there and to be the guy first that takes the first reps, and we'll see what he can do with it. He's obviously got a lot of familiarity in Clint's offense. He's played really good football with Clint being a coach, whether it was the QB coach or the offensive coordinator. And so, you know, of all the guys in that room, whoever comes in, he'll have a leg up in that. But, you know, I said the other day, this is going to be a meritocracy, and the best man will play. And even though Kirk is a Michigan State Spartan, nice. which we signed three Spartans here in the offseason and one Michigan man, and I finally signed a Michigan man, and then I offset it with three Spartans. So yes, I'm not going to hold that against Kirk, though. And, you know, I just got a lot of respect for Kirk. And he's played good football for a really long time, and we're just super excited to have him here in Las Vegas with us.
Well, we're expecting you to draft an Indiana man as well. And let's just say you draft a quarterback in this draft, John. Would that player also have the chance to be the first starter, the week one starter, just like Cousins?
The best man will play, Rich. Okay. We've got Aiden O'Connell, too, so we've got
That's
another
right.
big
Purdue. You got a Purdue guy. I know.
That's
who,
right.
Who once stood in Michigan's way. You know, for the Big Ten championship game. I remember that. He balled out in that game.
He did. Terrific. He played great against, I think it was the national championship team, right? He stared down the barrel and played good football. And Aiden's played a lot of good football in his time here with the Raiders, too. And so I'm excited about Kirk and Aiden in that room. I have a affinity for Big Ten players in general. And, you know, we'll have more answers here in the coming days about what other Big Ten men we had.
A few minutes left here with John Spytek, whose Raiders hold the first overall pick in the draft right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is the current status between your franchise, front office, and Max Crosby right now, John?
It's been great. It's really, you know, he really never left. I mean, if we look at the actual transaction, he's never not been a Raider. And, you know, he came in his first day back and sat in my office with me a little bit, and we talked things through like we always do. I've had a great line of communication. Max and I have had a lot of great conversations since I've been here. Some of them have been easy when you're giving them a new contract, and some of them have been challenging, but we pride each other, and I think we're always honest with each other. And you know, there's been a lot of growth in those conversations as well. And Max is working his tail off. He's going to be ready to rock in training camp. And we expect him to play good football this year and for many years to come. And, you know, things have an interesting way of working out however they do. And, you know, we're thrilled to have Max here with us. And, you know, he's a great player. He's been a great Raider for a long time. And as we embark kind of on a new journey here with the first pick and the free agent class that we were able to put together, we're excited that 98 is still with us.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the free agent class that you were able to put together in between the actual announcement and the transaction, as you referred to it, not really becoming one, is that part of the growth that you're referring to, where whatever might have been going down that caused you and the franchise to part ways with Max, albeit unofficially, has that bridged anything between you and Max? Is that the growth you're referring to, John?
No, I don't really think, Rich, there's ever been a bridge needed between at least Max and myself. You'd have to ask him. We were just trying to add really good football players that are good people, and we were able to execute our free agent plan. And to add Max to that too, it was almost like getting an extra free agent in there that we on Monday when the bell rang. You know, we didn't anticipate having Max here, but it just, to us, the way we looked at it, just added another really good player to it. And, you know, it makes us feel even better about what we did this offseason.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, John, here we are in the media, if you don't mind me going here on this front, like the knee that was in question here might have actually led to certain feet in Baltimore growing a colder temperature. Is that fair to say, John? Is that fair?
You know, Rich, I don't really have an opinion on that.
You may not want to share it. I mean, where were you when you found this out? Where physically were you?
I was in the office.
Okay.
I was in the office where Mark Davis would expect me to be.
Of course.
And you know, we just took the information as it came. And, you know, I think really in that situation, you deal with the information as it comes. And we put a plan together that we were excited about. And, you know, we knew that, you know, always know with a trade, you know, there's all kinds of things. Do you expect the unexpected in the NFL? And sure. So I just took it as it came and I think calmly delivered the news to MD and the other ownership group and Clint. And okay, away we go.
Away you go. I mean, listen, when the downside is you get Max Crosby back, I mean, that's not a terrible blow. You know what I mean? So I get it. But you were the one who delivered the information to Mark Davis. Like, hey, Mark, guess what? Is that how it went?
That's how it went. That's how he would expect it to go. And
okay.
I just walked down there and said, hey, there, you know, Max is going to pass the physical. He's going to be a Raider. And he said, okay. And away we went. It was pretty simple. I know you guys are looking for more, but it's just not the way I am. You know, I just try to be pretty stoic and flatlined and, you know, you control what you can control. I wasn't always good at that in my life, but I've gotten better at controlling the controllables and
sure.
not stressing on the other things. And you take the information as it comes and you make the decisions the best you can with the information you have.
Well, I guess if you don't mind me asking this part either, like what would happen if you didn't have the cap space to take Max back based on all the spending that you made? Right. Like
well, that would have presented a different problem.
Right.
But yeah, that would have presented a different problem. But we were fortunate to be in a case where we structured things the way we did. So we can always have flexibility and versatility in how we do deals. And you always want to be ready to add players unexpectedly, whether, you know, if somebody gets cut or is available via trade that maybe you didn't anticipate, you always want to leave yourself some wiggle room in there so you can build the best team possible.
Right.
And we were in a spot where we were able to do that.
Yeah, I bet so. And so so as of right now and for the foreseeable future, Max Crosby is going to be a week one guy for the Las Vegas Raiders in 2026, best you can say.
Yeah, absolutely he's going to be. Yep, he's healing up. He's running around. And he's got a lot of good football ahead of him.
All right. And then last one for you, Clint Kubiak. What has he shown so far where you're like, okay, right move, check the box, John?
Oh, I mean, how much time do you have? But he, you know, hardworking, humble, smart, really good with the team, tells the truth. There's already been some examples in team meetings of him holding people accountable and, you know, getting after people that deserve it. And, you know, we got with us getting a little bit of a head start here, you know, with a new head coach, we get to actually get out on the grass today. So we'll get to see him with the players on the field and move him around and how he conducts a practice. But really happy to have Clint aboard as a partner. And, you know, through the whole draft process, the free agent process, the communication has been outstanding. And well, I think we're all really excited that Clint decided to join us here in Las Vegas after winning that Super Bowl.
And then, last one for you. 8 minutes. Obviously you're going to be one of those who doesn't really care about it because you're just going to be asked to hold on your choice long enough so the television broadcast can have a moment before you hand it in, because I'm sure, or unless you want to wait to see if your phone rings. But how do you think 8 minutes is going to affect your colleagues here? 8 minutes in the first round of the draft, John. What do you think that's going to look like?
Yeah, I think that the trade part might be challenging. I think more of those trades come down to maybe later in the first round, more of those trades are not in place at the start of the day. And they're more cognizant or reliant on players being available that maybe you didn't expect.
Yes.
But you know, we all got our processes down. We talk about it. We strategize on it. We practice it. And you've just got to know going in, you got two less minutes than you've had traditionally to get that deal done and push through, and everything will be sped up a little bit. But if you have a good plan in place and you have a process in your draft room where the, you know, the right people are talking, you're organizing information the right way, I think you'll be able to get it done. No stress.
John, appreciate the time, man. Good to speak with you. Good to see you. Have a great draft and go blue, John. Go blue.
Go blue, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's the general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders, nice. John Spytek, here on the Rich Eisen Show. So in terms of whatever he thought about the Max Crosby deal, whatever happened in Vegas is clearly staying there. He's not saying anything.
Yeah, and I really thought he was going to tell us what was going to happen first. I really thought we were going to break some news here.
You know what I mean? You got an opportunity.
Wait a minute. This is a Baltimore area code. I wonder, are the Orioles playing today? Or what's going on in spring training there?
Some tickets?
Yeah. Is Omar calling?
Know what I mean? Okay. All right.
Listen, man, when the downside is you get Max Crosby back,
right.
That's a moment like, you know, damn, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, Eric DaCosta, farewell, fare thee well. We'll take Max back. And I love that guy. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah, big fan.
And by the way, Raiders fans were like, why? I don't want to part with him.
No.
Jay Felly's like, I love that guy. Doesn't Jay he have Felly. Ink? He's got ink.
Yeah.
He's got ink.
Jay Felly has a Raider tattoo ink on his left arm. Yeah, he was also willing to cut a give up on them if they got rid of Max.
And again, having Kirk Cousins there gives them the leeway to do whatever they want with Fernando Mendoza, who, as you know, could wind up, speaking of Brady, remember Brady in year two was the guy who went in to training camp and balled out to the point where when Bledsoe goes down, this kid was better in training camp.
Yeah.
Maybe he has that moment. I don't know, but that was great. Great insight for the man who's going to be first on the clock in 3 days from now. Casey Concepcion, expected to hear his name sometime on Thursday night. What a fascinating story of this young man out of Texas A&M by way of NC State and his athletic article. He's coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, he's one of the top wide receivers to be taken in this year's draft. He also wrote a compelling piece about his life and his life story in The Athletic. The Players Tribune, my bad. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, Casey Concepcion is on the program. Good to see you, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, man, just blessed. How you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you. And I read your Athletic piece, your first person piece, and it's you could feel the emotion coming off the keyboard. I'm wondering why you felt compelled to write what you wrote, Casey.
Just wanting to let everybody know in my story. It's been, a lot of talk. Who is the best, the receiver? And I honestly feel like, I am the best receiver. I bring the most versatility. I am the best playmaker in this class.
Yeah, and then let's talk about who you've chatted with. How many teams do you feel you've chatted with in advance of this draft, Casey?
I've had 11-12 visits, top 30 visits, and I'll probably Zoom with about every other team, honestly.
So you've met with most of the league, if not the entire league, in advance of this draft?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So a lot of plane travel for you?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm on a plane, Tampa Bay, for sure.
So are you a sleeper on the plane? Are you watching TV on the plane? What are you, doing on the plane? What do you got?
More than likely, I'm asleep.
Okay.
Snoring and stuff up on the plane. So.
Okay. All right. So what do you watch? Like, what are you watching when you're on a plane? If when you're traveling, any TV shows that you've been binging during this process?
Any TV shows I've been binging? I've been watching this show From. It's a show on MGM.
Okay.
And I had watched The Wire again.
Okay.
Classic, man.
Look
classic.
At you. Man. You were okay. Now then, that is, I feel, one of the best dramas of all time. That
one
is
of the best of all time.
Something else. So,
yes, sir.
Do you? So, okay. This is good. Then, do you feel this means you're going to be in Baltimore? You're going to be a Raven?
Hopefully, man. You know, man. I would love, you know, playing, you know, with Lamar. I feel like, you know, he is a, you know, a basic quarterback. And I feel like if he gets the right pieces around him, it'd be, you know, legendary.
Yes. And you would be one of those. Or it could be any team and you're like Omar, you're coming. Maybe
yeah.
It's that. You're coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man.
with the Honey Nut Cheerios, not with what else, whatever else Omar has been coming with on The Wire. I do love that show. That is great.
Yeah, man.
So you said you watched it again. So you've
yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Casey Concepcion here on the Rich Eisen Show. So, which team? So you've seen you visited. Can you tell me which teams you've personally visited? If not all 11, you could just throw a few out there because so many fans are wondering whose radar screen you might be truly on here.
Which teams I personally visited? Tennessee, Vegas. New England, mm-hmm. the Giants, Cleveland, Carolina, San Francisco, the Chargers, Buffalo, the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might leave up. I think I might leave up like one or two more.
That's a ton. What do you tell them when they ask you who they're getting, Casey?
A competitor. I love to compete. Practices, games. Day in, day out. But getting a guy, you know, who's versatile. He can play any position on the field, X, F, Z. And honestly, you know, it really doesn't matter to me. I honestly bring the most value out of, you know, any of these guys, you know, in the class, because, you know, I can literally play any position on the field and, you know, I bring value in the special teams game.
Special teams. Mm. Okay. I don't know, man, you'd be just a little too valuable to put out there. So you're talking about returning though, obviously, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
House.
Yes, sir.
Kickoffs and things of that nature. So,
It doesn't matter, man.
Who do you model your game after?
Somebody that I would say that I model my game after the catch, I would say Jamar Chase. I study him a lot. I would say releases. I watch a lot of, Devontae Adams. And I would say somebody who I would say my game probably models the best after is like a Jalen Waddle, JSN type of, you know, comparison.
Well, I hope your bank accounts compare at some point with any of those guys. You just went to the top of the financial food chain there. Have you had any relationship conversations with Mike Evans with the Texas A&M connection at all, Casey?
I've never talked to Mike Evans. We haven't really talked yet, but you know, I would love to be able to talk to him, be able to, you know, take his brain, you know, and just, you know, create that, you know, relationship. Mike, man, you know, he's, you know, Mr. Consistent. It's been about 10 years, you know, he's you know, had, you know, 1,000 yards. So, you know, any way I can make that, you know, connection happen, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, certainly if you go to San Francisco, one of the visited, because that's where he is now.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, a few minutes I have left with you, KC Concepcion. Are you a goal lister? Do you write them down? Do you place them somewhere to look at? Or you just keep it internal? How do you approach that?
I keep it internal.
You do?
I keep it internal. I have, you know, the highest goals. Rookie year, I want to be rookie of the year. After that, I eventually want to be offensive player of the year. And the ultimate end goal, you know, I want to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay. And anybody who reads your athletic article who think you might be talking with your chest a little bit too much, what do you say to that person, KC?
I would just say, you know, I'm very, very confident. You know, if you know me, I'm probably one of the most humblest guys, in the world. But you know, I have the utmost confidence. Yeah.
Who was that guy who just saw walking up the stairs behind you? Who was that? Who was that?
That was my homeboy Jonah's dad.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Where are you going to be draft night?
I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll be there. I'll be there with the family, friends, teammates.
Well, I'll root for you, KC. I really do. You know, I was talking to Fernando Mendoza earlier on the program. He's just another one to root for. Everybody's got different paths. And I really would encourage everybody to check out your athletic article. And you know, you got to speak things into existence. And part of your article is that you have, you've had growing up a difficulty speaking how that has shaped you and how that has molded you. And I truly admire it. I mean, here you are on this program and you've been conducting so many of those interviews. I saw what you did at the Combine, and that's courageous in itself. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you very much, boss man.
You bet. Same here. And I look forward to hearing where you go, and I look forward to you balling out. And when you hear your name called and you are officially a National Football League player, how do you think that's going to hit you, KC? Just to let yourself take a moment here and live in that moment in advance, if you don't mind.
Honestly, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, it's going to, you know, hit me, you know, pretty hard. Growing up, you know, I was always, you know, underlooked, undervalued. I wasn't, you know, the biggest name, but, you know, it's going to feel like all of my hard work has, you know, finally, you know, paid off, you know, and, you know, it is time to, you know, put in some more hard work.
I look forward to it. KC Concepcion, you be well, sir. And I'll be out there on the NFL Network draft set listening to your name for your name. And I look forward to seeing where you go and balling out.
Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. That's KC Concepcion at KC the Kid 2 on Instagram, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So,
man,
wonderful,
that.
Right?
Love that, dude. That's awesome.
My bad. Again, it's, I don't know why I have the Athletic in my head. It's the Players Tribune. Clearly, he's writing it for the Players Tribune. It's about his writing, player.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I said, it doesn't define him, his stuttering. And clearly he's a terrific player who could, by the way, be a Raven by the end of the night on Thursday night. Todd McShay's going to join us. We'll ask him where he thinks KC's going to wind up. Could be in KC. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? Ninth overall is a you know,
they got
a little higher.
They got that second pick.
I know. They do. I don't think he's going to be there in 29th. I don't think he'll be there.
Seems
29.
Like he's been rising.
I think he's in the teens. That's what I see in so many of these mock drafts. But neat stuff right there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Has anyone heard from TJ?
No. Actually, someone just knocked on the door. I thought that was him. It was Todd.
Oh, McShay.
Yeah.
Oh.
He arrived through the side.
Did you let him in?
We did. We let him in.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, we didn't just like stare at him.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's find TJ. Then I'll have to, I mean, as soon as he comes back, we'll talk baseball.
I don't know if he's going to want to do that.
I mean, when your team loses 11 in a row, you probably don't.
The Mets.
Too bad.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup. Not as a full-time thing, not as some huge lifestyle change, just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood, and that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Most protein drinks ask you to choose between results and taste. Bucked Up decided that's a ridiculous trade-off. Bucked Up makes lightly carbonated protein drinks, 25 grams of protein per can, clear protein, not milky or thick, and they taste so good that 25 grams of protein almost feels like a bonus. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, in a world of need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He's just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. It's the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Aaron Rodgers, where is he?
Nobody knows.
What year is it? It's every year. It's every year now.
2026, last time I checked, yeah.
Where is A.A.Ron right now?
Where is A.A.Ron right now?
What's more likely? He shows up Thursday night, announces, "I'm back," to the Pittsburgh crowd. On draft night, here you go, Roger.
That would be really cool.
Take the stage.
Makes the pick. Makes
I don't like pick. Rogers, but that would be really cool if he did that.
Makes the first pick, comes out and says it.
Meat shield for Roger, comes out, cheers. Meat hey, I'm shield. Coming back. Meat.
I have a, you're referring to the humans who are highly popular in the towns yes. that the draft is yes. held, that are brought out with Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Let me tell you one thing. The idea that Roger brings people so he doesn't get booed.
He does.
He still does.
How can you dispute that?
Yeah, I mean, Rich, come on.
I know that he doesn't care. He does egg people on to boo him.
I know. He wants it. And it's the crazy thing now is that they boo him collectively. But when Roger Goodell leaves the stage and strolls around amongst the fans, they all want a selfie with him.
They do.
They're like, boo, collectively. And then individuals like,
Toothy grin
selfies with Roger Goodell. He doesn't care. Oh, so they're going to get meat shields. Okay. But I bet you they'll be Steeler legends.
Of course.
Unbooable.
Unbooable.
Steeler legends. There will be. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea that Rogers is going to do that.
Well, that was a theory that was flipped.
I understand that. But if he does, then great. But the bottom line is Art Rooney said at the owner's gathering, I expect to hear something before the draft. We expect to hear it. Well, expectations are one thing. And Omar Khan and Mike McCarthy today holding a press conference asked about all this.
You know, we've had some great communication with Aaron, and nothing's changed, but it's all been positive and good. And, you know, I said this to you guys in March when we met. You know, he knows how we feel about him, and, you know, we know how he feels about us.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what we want to know in the media following up? What's the approach? How are you going to approach the draft without this knowledge?
I'm curious.
The knowledge is there. They know. He just hasn't announced it. They're waiting to hear it. At any rate, how are we approaching? Lightly? Treading lightly?
Treading lightly.
Or are they just going to go hard charge? We're going to approach this thing. Hit it.
You know, we still evaluate it. That doesn't change our evaluation process. We're still putting the guys up where they need to be. And, you know, we'll just see how it shakes out.
Yeah, I mean, there's no quarterback that's going to be drafted that's going to replace Rodgers. Even the top guy might not be starting week one this year. So whoever they draft at quarterback, if they do, the only person that player might threaten for any reps or snaps is Will Howard. So it's not going to change anything. The Steelers are just going to wait. I just still can't believe, having been there with a front row seat at the very beginning of NFL Network 23 years ago, Favre, is he staying? Is he going? Is he staying? Is he going? Is he going to play anymore? Is he going to start? What's going on? Hanging on. That Rodgers being the guy that forced Favre's hand at some point, or the Packers' hand to hand the reins to him, for Mike McCarthy is now that guy for Mike McCarthy. You know, 20 years later, after stopping by the Jets for 1 year as a starter, leaving the Packers for the Jets. It's the same career path. Jordan Love is him. He's now Favre. Mike McCarthy's is in the same role. Like, if this was a made-for-TV movie, Mike McCarthy as Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers as Brett Favre, Jordan Love as Aaron Rodgers, the Jets is the Jets as the same old Jets. It's crazy. It's nuts. And the Steelers as the Vikings, right? Am I wrong?
The other thing, too, for me is, Mike McCarthy got his Super Bowl ring with the Packers by beating the Steelers, and now he's the Steelers head coach with the guy that he won the Super Bowl with.
Against. True. Replacing the guy you're right. Can't make it up. You know? The darkness retreat as the duck blind. You know?
Yeah, it's wild.
Omar Khan as Ted Thompson. It's unreal how this is happening.
Wild.
But at the end of the day, I mean, no one wants to get in his head. It is whatever he wants it to be, but whatever reason, he doesn't want to announce it yet. I think he's going to play again. I don't think he wants to end his career the way it ended last year. That's not the last word he wants to have. I think it's a blessing that the new coach there is a guy who he knows, and it's the system, and the guy who's there doesn't have a quarterback to start winning now anyway. Rodgers, come on in. We win now. You know my system. I know you. You know me. Let's go. It's the way it feels to me. But I just can't believe the parallels. It's eerie.
Yeah. What is it? The time is a flat circle, Rich.
It is. It is. Very true quarterback.
Right? Rust Cole.
Oh, man, oh, man. Derek in Missouri.
Derek.
One of our longtime favorites. What's up, Derek?
What's going on, Rich? How's it going, Brockman, Del Tufo?
What up, man? Hey,
Derek. Derek, do you know where TJ is? Where's TJ?
No, I have no clue whatsoever, Rich. He's probably hiding. He probably maybe overheard what you said about.
Yeah, like why would he want to even text any of us, I've landed, I'm back?
I don't know. That's his deal and your deal, so I don't want to be in the middle of this.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to put you there, Derek. Where are you?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
All right. So I got this Jeff deal for you, sir. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's the Cowboys, Chiefs, Jets, Giants, Dolphins, and Browns, the six teams that have two picks in the first round on Thursday night. Out of those six teams, Rich, who do you believe needs to make the biggest splash?
Oh, my goodness. Well, all of them, some of them are at the bottom of the heap right now. And then you could make the case. Thanks for the call, Derek. I'm sorry to put you in between. Let us call back if you know where TJ is.
Sorry, Rich.
You can make the case that the Cowboys are the ones who need to make the most impact. When are they going to have two again? And the one of the reasons why they have one is because of Micah. They traded Micah. Like, you need to hit this. You need to turn that pick into a big-time player for your defense because you gave one up for the right to change the culture potentially or make this pick, right? It doesn't have to be an edge rusher. It would be interesting if it was.
Bust the budget.
12 and 20. We got to see something. You want to patch them together and make a big-time move, a big splash move, and it comes into turn into Sonny Styles? Because you've already made a nice switch here. Kenny Clark next to Quinnen Williams next to Rashawn Gary is pretty. Like, you took half. Like, you basically sent to Green Bay Micah Parsons and got back half their defensive line. Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark. I've just been told T.J. Jefferson is pulling in.
Maca.
No text that he landed.
Nope. No text. I've landed. I'm coming.
Oh, on my way.
On my way.
There's no reason to. Why would we be wondering?
We don't hear from him anytime.
Oh, man. He's just has no idea what he's about to walk into. Oh,
fine.
A buzzsaw of human resources and baseball losses. Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's like a book title.
He has no idea.
I can't breathe.
What's about to hit him? Todd McShay of The Ringer is going to be joining us in studio next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.